let's just take a couple deep breaths, like I always say, right? Because we always need it. And it helps me ground myself to the energy of this podcast. Notice that I'm almost a little bit quieter here usually than when I speak on Instagram and my other modes, or actually even when I speak on the phone. I think I speak louder and I also speak faster, but I am going to try to tone it down and kind of like keep it contained over here, close to me, close to the desk, because it's what the energy feels like. You know, some days I might be screaming, but today I'm not. You know, I've been thinking about what it is and how is it that I want to express to you how I feel and what I feel could help you in shifting your energy and, you know, being able to balance yourself in the best way possible so that you can handle your days completely like a warrior, like an optimistic warrior, you know. And when we build that habit, I think every day is just, even when the days get shitty, you know, every day just kind of seems like better, you know, like you can still, you're able to kind of take it in and just be like, all right, well, that was just a moment, and you know what, you go on with your day. So awareness to that moment, and also maybe clearing up that energy later too, to forgive yourself from whatever it is that you haven't done or should have done, coulda, shoulda, woulda, right? And we can go into many examples of ourselves every day into which we fail to do things the way we wish we could. But I've been thinking of ways to tell you how I have been grounding my energy and how I've been building this awareness outside of myself and inside, and inward awareness too. You know, we can call it consciousness, we can call it awakeness, ether, light, universal force. You kind of know that there's something there, right? So that belief that there's something greater than ourselves out there that needs to be explored. So that always brings me back to why I'm here talking about this stuff, you know, because we're having conversations that maybe we are not having, right? Then things that have helped me elevate in life to where I am now and to this beautiful, hopeful belief of my life being so wonderful, you know, and being able to attain so much more in my life, you know, because I see that I still have like 60 years, maybe. You know, if I keep going with the way I should be going, right? You know, keeping healthy, being grounded, and well, not just grounded, but being grounded to earth, you know, but also healthy and eating healthy and moving, you know, and yoga and Reiki and meditating. I think that I should be able to make it a little bit longer. So it's estimated that we actually supposed to live like up to like 75. And that's like sometimes maybe cracking down, you know, that's actually sometimes like really bare bones kind of thing. You know, at 75, some of us really don't have a lot of health. And it's changed a lot, obviously, because the health industry has revolutionized, right? We actually become more active, we become more aware of our bodies and become more healthier. So I cannot deny that there is a healthier society, yet there is also a lot more people. So the numbers kind of like, you know, increase, but then also like the amount of obesity and the amount of people that do get sick from all these bad things, it also does increase, you know? And we can look that up. But yeah, I think it's really like that, you know? Being aware of that and being aware of your ability to really work on yourself, right? To work on that temple of yours, to work on the temple that you've been giving, your body, your vessel, and to work on that mind, the beautiful brain of yours that has been given to you, to think, to wonder, to create, and that beautiful heart of you that has been given to you to heal, to love, and to ground yourself to the very essence of yourself. The 10 things that have helped me elevate. So nature, grounding myself, like I tell you guys. There has been a connection between me and the earth now that I am older, that I am more mature, that has grounded me completely to feel completely uplifted even more. And sometimes really I get lost in nature. I want to be in nature. I just crave nature. And I'm not sure if that happens to you. I'm sure that if you get a dose of nature, I grew up in nature. So if you get a dose of nature for a week or two and you are outside for those times, I bet you that it will be a habit that you really will like crave it. A lot of people don't get a lot of sunlight. Some people do. You know, some of us kind of, you know, stick around in the house for a while, you know. And I think that a lot of us that work from home, I might not be getting a lot of sunlight right now, you know. Not a lot of walking outside in nature. And hopefully that has changed, actually. Maybe people do take breaks, you know. Maybe we do go on walks a little bit more. I cannot wait to go on better hikes, you know. I don't do longer hikes here, but I cannot wait to take that back. We used to do so many hikes in Colorado, and that was fun. Very, very, very fun. You know, the views that we would get. Oh my God. Yeah, if you want to go to Colorado and visit the mountains and lose yourself there, I definitely recommend it, for real. Oh, and in actually any state in the United States has a lot of nature for us to explore. Oh, we're so fucking lucky. We really are. It's amazing, amazing. The national parks we have, guys. Oh my God. And everything. Like, national parks are like historic sites of Earth history, you know? So it's beautiful to be in that energy. I cannot recommend it enough. Another thing that has helped me, which number two, is love for myself and acceptance for myself. You know, I can never stress enough the idea that you gotta love yourself, right? Not the idea, but the fact that you have to love yourself, the fact that you have to love yourself so much. And in the world, in your life, you know, you really do. Like, it's really kind of corny even to say it, but you do. You have to love yourself. You have to hug yourself, just like you hug people that you love, you know. But that kind of, that true love kind of thing, you know, the true love that you have for yourself, meaning that you are aware what doesn't do you well, you know. You learn to be aware of what doesn't serve you anymore, and you love yourself enough to let things go, you know, in many ways. And to love yourself means many, many, many things. But yeah, that's definitely one, to definitely demand respect, the minimum respect that you should have from somebody, you know. I would say that on top of respect for yourself, you also have to love that body of yours, you know. Hold on 1 second. Love that body of yours. Because it's the only one you have. And it's the only one that will carry your everything through life. It's the vessel of you, right? Like I mentioned before. And with that being said, sometimes you really gotta love on it. You know, you gotta love on it yourself. As much as somebody else, you wish somebody else loves it, you gotta love on it yourself, you know. With whatever, however you think that is, there's many ways to love your body, okay? But I'm sure you all do in many ways. I see you all smelling pretty good and dressing pretty nice and wearing nice things. That's your self-image, and I see that maybe that also goes on to how you clean yourself, you know? So I see a lot of clean people around, but, you know, I think that there's also, there's times that we do, like, our purification, you know? Like bath salts and crystal purification, and, you know, and maybe sometimes, again, always goes back to that energy, okay? Cleansing your body's energy to let go of things that you have attracted through your skin, through your body. And that also goes to the toxins that we absorb through the body. But I think that, you know, the body, it's very, very interesting if you really look at your science of the body, right? And I think that we definitely should never lack that, you know, never lack a how freaking awesome the body is. You know, your body is freaking awesome. Just me, you just say the biology of a body, you know, anybody. Anybody. Think of the biology of a body, and it's just, I mean, symmetrical, you know, beautiful. We got 2 feet, 2 hands, we hold things, we can walk. We have organs that do things in our bodies that makes us all do these beautiful things that we do. I mean, come on now. It's like a beautiful robot that feels and that soft. It is soft and like, you know, we really are magical. Okay, anyways. 3, love for life. And that could be love for the self too. Love for life. And with love for life, love yours. Like J. Cole says, love yours. You know, there's no other life you're going to live other than yours. Really. You know, it is, as a man, as a woman, there's no other life you're going to live as yours. He, she, them, her, him, me. There's no other life that you're going to, there's no other life that you're going to live as somebody else, you know, like in that body. This body, I don't know about you, but I don't have enough money to pay for a clone, right? So this is the body I have. Love for your life, guys. And acknowledging that you were given one for a reason, you know? There was definitely a reason why you were put here to this life, your life. And there's beauty in yours life, in your life. A lot of beauty in your life, no doubt. Love the one that you're living. Do it to the fullest. Fucking do it. Do anything you freaking want. Just don't hurt anyone. Don't become a pedophile. Don't hurt kids, you know. Live yours, really. I cannot say that much more than to say that live your individual life that you were given, and don't wish to be anybody, you know. Don't wish to be anybody else, because that's the life you were given. So that's a lesson that we all have to kind of learn, you know. Sometimes we wish we had more of other people's things, you know. We had more of this, more of that, more ass from like your Kim Kardashian, right? I mean, that she started a big trend there, like a big trend there, right? But I think that I think that that's basic. All right, starting to love your life is basic now, you know. At a certain age, you just gotta love your life, and there's only so much you're gonna spend fantasizing about other people's lives, you know, and not living yours instead. I hope that you never do that. And that's what we learn from people, right? We don't want to be other people. We learn from other people. And yeah, and then that takes me for love for others. That's 4, love for others. That has made me more elevated, actually, even more. When I became aware that I am part of a universe, as tiny as I am, and then I'm part of this earth as a human being. I mean, I could have been a plant in my last life, you know, I could have been somebody else. But in this life that I'm recognizing right now as Margie, you know, MJ, I've elevated to know that the love for humanity is also basic. Love for humanity is also a basic thing for life to elevate, you know? Love for, I mean, if you have love for your kids, if you have love for your family, you can extend that kind of forgiveness, kind of love, that kind of connection, that kind of good vibes to the world, you know? And that, my friends, will change the world. I'm not gonna lie. I think so. I'm not lying on that one. I feel it. It really, it's one of those things that you just feel it, all right? So, awareness to that, love for others is important if you want to elevate. 5. Well, that one, I'm going to have to say, it's a little bit, it could also needs another episode, but your femininity and your masculinity as a human being that also has pleasure. I kind of want to put it very softly on us, but anyways, just our sexuality, you know, being aware of our sexuality is you elevate, you know. Once you are aware that your body is a temple that not everybody should visit, that's just point blank, you know, point blank, you put it there. My body is a temple that nobody, not everybody should visit. a sacred temple, you know? And let's get out of metaphorically. But yeah, you know, being aware that after you become so in love with yourself, so in love with your body, so in love with life, you know that not everybody deserves a touch of your skin. You know, not everybody deserves to see you naked. You know, not everybody deserves. And then it goes to the whole thing where, like, okay, yeah, people, you know, post pictures that are almost naked. I've posted pictures with my bathing suit, right? But that's a whole nother story. But, you know, just the physical contact, sexuality, the physical contact of ourselves with other person, that is something that you have to keep it sacred. And I was gonna say keep it in your pants, but not so much, you know. Keep it, yeah, definitely. Sometimes you have to keep it in your pants, but more like keep it, don't even let it get to, like, this, the, you know, the button, you know. Like, sometimes it doesn't even need to get to the pants, if you won't know what I mean. So that, being aware of that, you know, becoming a woman that now runs her body like a damn temple, and not every tourist is allowed. So, I don't know, I think that you experience sexuality in a more deeper way if you learn that, you know, if you're aware of that, because it's just the energy that transmutes between two people with two bodies when they are sexually engaging. It's very, very strong. And, you know, I didn't learn this until, like, later on, okay? So I'm really, like, elevating you all. And this is probably going to be a good episode for the youngins out there from 18 to 20. You know, if you have any friends that, and cousins, whatever, family, you know, that want to kind of, like, you know, this would be a good podcast to share, okay? Women and men too, you know, because I actually, maybe I'm not even going to get into the men. But with the women, I'm inspired today. Yeah, man. Keep it. Don't even, like, let it get to the button, you know? At one point, you just don't even, like, waste your damn time there, you know? Oh, man. Yeah, sometimes it's useless, you know? It gets useless. But let's just say that it's good to be able to keep that, you know? And then it goes to the beautiful action of masturbation, where you learn that you can actually, and, you know, I understand that sometimes it's actually all about pleasure game and this and that, and we know exactly what we're doing because we are just, we know, right? Just all fun. No, you know, still energetically wrong, okay? It's still energetically giving the wrong message of your body, you know, to your body, okay? And we'll talk about that in another episode, but, and maybe I'll have a podcast guest on it because I know somebody that would love to talk about this. But yeah, masturbation. Masturbate, man. Masturbate. Healthy masturbation is good. And then I will switch it up. We're not going to talk about that. But yeah, just explore yourself, explore your body, and feel conscious of that energy, you know? Because sometimes all we really need is a good orgasm to let go, you know? And we might seek that in the wrong places, and just because that's all we really need. Wrong. All right. Change number 6. Beware of bad things out there. Beware of bad foods, for example. You know, there's things that you just don't want to take anymore. You know, there's things you just don't want to ingest anymore. And that, you know, soda, for example, I mean, we can get into this conversation. Soda is something that you just want to cut it off, you know? And I can get really serious about this topic because I feel so strongly about the food industry, you know? But I'm not going to get too much into that because that's a whole new subject. Yeah, I probably will be mad in this podcast, all right? Episode. But being aware of what doesn't serve your body, and that probably goes back to loving your body, but being aware of the things that really damage you, you know, toxicity, you know, things that are toxic to you, and why do we do, you know, we still do them, kind of thing. Like, probably a lot of cheese, I feel like, yeah, I don't know, maybe, yeah, and a lot of processed foods and a lot of canned foods. It's just things like that. Be aware that there is a lot of research out there that shows that people that eat these things over and over and over for years and years, is people that develop certain sicknesses, okay? So that I'm very mindful of, you know? And that's why I would love to grow a damn farm, you know? I just love to have some land and just grow my shit. Another one is being aware of the world around me. You know, just being damn aware of the fact that also I'm very optimistic, remember that? Very optimistic, but I'm also very realistic too, that the world has two forces, good and bad, you know, and I can only do so much to protect myself, you know, to be aware of my surroundings, right? To be able to know how I let people in, or who I let people in my house, or whatever, you know, like kinds of like that. But also like how I am when I go out into the world, how I drive sometimes, that's also very, very real to me. You know, I'm always sending good vibes to the people on the road, because I know that it's a crazy world out there. But yeah, being aware of my surroundings, you know, there's a lot of people in the world, and I would love to explore the world more, and I don't think I should be afraid just because there's a lot of people in the world, you know. I don't want my daughter to be like that, and I don't want us to be like that. So definitely don't be afraid to travel, but be aware that there is a huge problem with bad things happening in the world, and that's it. I'm not even gonna take it too deep into it, because then I'll scare you, okay? But beware, really. I can give you many examples of how I become super, like, detective, like, you know, when I'm, like, outside in the world with Violet or just myself, you know. I analyze people, I talk to people a certain way, I also watch my back more, you know, out there. So that's very important, and I definitely think that I would like to have a certain weapon and also some type of protection training, you know. And that's why I love the fact that I have military family. My sweetheart is in the military, so I like that, you know. But because I can learn, I know that he can teach me good stuff. And Violet, I also want to teach her how to fight too. But that's it, you know. Another one would be the desire to learn more. And I can tell you so much about this one, because I don't know shit. But yeah, that's it. The desire to learn more and to find out more about what the fuck the world is about. What is it that has existed before me? Because I'm catching up with all the history, right? And we were here to absorb all this history. How do I absorb it? And how do I translate it so that I can live a life, that I can, you know, puzzle the pieces of life, you know? So that's very important to me, the desire to learn more and always find out something a little bit extra, you know, and especially deeper or closer to my abilities, to my skills, but also to my interest, to my purpose, you know. So I'm always learning. That's why I say a lot about energy, just because I'm always learning about why is it that we feel this inside of yourself, you know, this joy, this beautiful peace, this connection, you know. So that's part of it. Yeah. And then 9, I want to say that it's also maybe a simple one, but it's acceptance. You know? Acceptance is why I am who I am. You know, I became to accept many things about myself that I had to accept, you know, as I grew in life. I knew that I wasn't going to grow to be 5'9", 5'10", 6'2". I stopped growing at like 11, I think, but that was unfortunate. And that, at one point, kind of was making me self-conscious. You know, I was this tiny little girl with a big booty and big boobs, and it's just small, just short. So I felt short. I felt small. And maybe that translated into a little bit of how I felt, you know, a couple years while, you know, you're growing up and you're figuring out how big or how small you are in life. So then I accepted that I am a small, short girl, but I'm not small, you know? Who I can be is not small either, you know? I'm only small in body, and that's the only limitation I may have. Sometimes I may not be able to reach things, you know? sometimes I may be able to hide better than others, you know. But then there would I learn about I learn about the acceptance of my image, you know, of my body kind of thing, you know. So that acceptance with the body too, right? I also grew in acceptance that I'm not going to change the world alone. That I'm just not, you know. And as mad as I get sometimes of why I think the world should be a certain way, I'm sure everybody can share this with me. I'm not going to change it alone. So I just need to take action in a certain direction, you know, in the direction that my heart is leading me, you know. So part of it, that's why I'm here, right? We're sharing a word. So yeah, the acceptance that I won't be able to do it alone, and the acceptance that I won't be able to do it with anybody, you know, probably that, but I still will want to work hard with everybody, you know. And by that I mean, there's a possibility that in our lifetime we could create so much change for the world together, everybody in the world, you know, and still have so much work to do for the next generation and the following and the following and the following, you know. So it's a never-ending cycle. So I have accepted that, as aware as I am, there is just a big battle here, you know, and we're just going to fight it, you know. We're just going to fight the nice battle, you know. You're going to stay in the light, you're going to fight the light battle, you know. That was my acceptance to me and my life, one of them, you know. And then I accepted also the fact that I can't, oh, this one's a big one, the fact that I can't change nobody, you know, and the fact that I can only change myself, right? We learn that, and you really deeply learn it, okay? When people tell you that, and you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, no, I know I can change somebody. Well, maybe you can change parts of people, you know? But truly, truly, it's only them, you know? Truly, truly, it's only the person that's going to change if they want to change for a certain reason, right? Whatever that may be for. So, I wish I had a coffee right now. I could smell it. I wish I did. But yeah. You know, the acceptance of I'm not going to change the world, but if I can leave a little dent in the changes that we would like to make or we wish we could make, I'd be happy. I'd be happy, you know? And then we'll talk about that later, what that dent will be. Yep, and that's pretty much where I'm at. That has made me a lot more aware in life, you know? And that has created this person. Beautiful goddess, warrior. That comes for the acceptance part. Also comes the acceptance, you know, really, you really do accept people as who they are too, you know? And if you can just give them your authentic and honest connection without judging, without gossip, you know? I think that's the best you can do, you know? I think that's the best change that they'll be. But yeah, I'm experiencing life in the best way that I am able to do it, you know? And that's for me. That's for me a good thing. I like it so far. I'm really liking it. That's good to say. It's not to say that every day I'm so like, oh my god, yeah, let's go get it, you know? No, some days I wake up and just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? Not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I have to really get back to me. And I have so much work to do, you have no idea. And I think we all do, you know? We all do. As always, the light in me recognizes the light in you. Namaste, my friends, and stay well.